Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages, coming live to you from the cockpit of the new Tesla Model 3. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Time to tune your dial to the station to make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is the Night Shift, and I am your host, Guy Nice. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. You can also find Mr. Nice Guy on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. The online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. Make sure you enter your promo code Guy Nice for a nice little discount. And also show your support for our radio show here. Get us some more time on the air with you. Welcome to the Night Shift. One more time, I'm your host, Guy Nice. 516-418-5813, that's the call-in number. Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. Take the time, get on the line, let me know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's at work check-in, of course. Also, you got any questions or comments, what have you, for your boy Guy Nice. I'm just glad to be here. Let me start that way. Grateful for the opportunity to have this radio show and be able to sit in here and speak with you all. Like I said, we're coming live from the cockpit of the Tesla Model 3, brand new release to the market. The Tesla Model 3 gets 215 miles per charge. The Tesla Model 3 is an electric car. It goes 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds. It seats up to 5 adults. It has been designed to achieve a 5-star safety rating. It also has supercharging capability available, which I've read is supposed to charge the car in under 30 minutes. Around 30 minutes. So we'll see how that works out and give you the word back on that. Shout out to Tesla for providing this vehicle for me to smoke out and do the broadcast of the Night Shift with Guy Nice. Once again, just grateful to be here. I want to start tonight with a story. Let me change gears. Sorry. I want to start tonight by first saying congratulations to Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. Apparently, they're engaged to get married. They decided that they're going to get married, so there's another thought off the market. You motherfuckers better move fast on these chicks, man, because they getting wiped up quick. All the hoes getting wiped up, too. Now, this is it's a meme, and it's funny. You probably seen it, too. But this is a unique, I feel like the situation unique, and it make me, you know, I'm at least got to wonder if this has ever happened before. If Tiger, the rapper, marries Kylie Jenner, then he becomes the uncle to his own kid. He's the uncle and the dad. And I don't know, man. You do the math, man. It's all other family members and shit, too. Like, bro, that's crazy. I'm not sure. Very interesting situation, though. Well, congratulations, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. I'm not sure, man. Like, Future had an opportunity there. I guess he was just trying to get, you know, anyway. Kudos for getting married. Let me move along, man. I got a story about a guy known named Wayne Szalinski, right? You might know Wayne Szalinski. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was a technical difficulty. I got a story about a buddy of mine named Wayne Zielinski. Okay. I got a story about a buddy of mine named Wayne Zielinski. You may have heard of Wayne Zielinski. He is the guy that the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movies was based upon. I bet you didn't know that was based on a true story. Mm. So he actually shrunk his kids and then got them back to full size, and then he enlarged his baby and got him back to regular size, and he actually shrunk himself and his wife. You know, he does some weird scientific shit in his downtime as a part-time job, I guess. But also, another one of his part-time jobs would be working with me at Bennigan's. And Wayne Zielinski's a very odd guy. Not going to say anything bad about him. So me and Wayne was closing the restaurant the other night. We were doing our normal closing responsibilities. And he was telling me about this vehicle that he had purchased. He bought this car from John Wick, another guy that works with us. John Wick's a former hitman. I'm not sure if you're familiar. We talked about him here before. So he bought John Wick's old car because John Wick just got married and had a baby. Shout out to new dad, John Wick. So they had to get a bigger car and stuff. Or they need the money or something. For some reason, he sold Buddy his old car. And we're talking while we're closing, and Wayne tells me, now this ain't the first time that I've heard this from him, but it's the first time that he was telling it directly to me. And he starts telling me that he still has John's tag on the car from when he bought it from him. He doesn't have insurance, and he still has the same tag that he had when John sold it to him, and we're talking about over a year. I'm willing to venture and step out on the ledge and say it's been over a year he's been the owner of this vehicle. He says that every week he just prints up a new bill of sale to make it seem like he just bought the car that, you know, that week, that he hasn't had the time yet. Or he still has time allotted to go and acquire the tag and get insurance and all that. And he said he's been pulled over before, too. And he was saying that in this conversation that, yeah, man, you know, I get away every time, man. I'm hood. I ain't really hood, but I'm hood. I mean, come on, man. Your name's Wayne Zielinski, bro. Like, how fucking hood could you be? But anyway, you know what I'm saying? He says he gets away with it, too. Like, every time he gets pulled over, he slides because he's got this bogus bill of sale. So he's telling me the story and everything. I'm like, yo, man, this dude's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. It's entertaining and shit that people actually live their lives this way and expect, I want to say a successful outcome. Let's say that people live their life this way and expect a successful outcome. That's entertaining to me. That's what I find entertaining about it. But so Wayne Zielinski telling me this story about Wayne's telling me all this shit, you know, whatever, his car, and he, you know, fries in the bill of sale. And he doesn't have insurance or a tag on the car or whatever. So we leave. We finish our responsibilities, and we leave in Bennigan's and shit. And when we leave, there's a cop just sitting out in the parking lot, way in the back of the lot. He got a lights off and shit. His engine running, though, but he's just posted up. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe he's providing some extra security because from time to time, people break into the cars in the parking lots of Bennigan's. You know what I'm saying? And Bennigan's is too cheap to get security cameras. So, you know, I'm figuring maybe this guy's here. He's just looking out, making sure nothing happens and shit. It's late, making sure nobody tries to rob this restaurant, you know what I mean, whatever. So Wayne gets in his car. He's parked closer to the building than me. He gets in his car. I go and I get in my car, you know. Have a good night drive. Say, Wayne, I'll see you later. So Wayne get in his car. And his little Mario Kart, put that shit up out of there, right? And as soon as he bend the corner out the parking lot, the police, zoom, he gone. He up out of there. I said, damn, he was waiting on Wayne, bro. Damn. Like, I wasn't tripping. I knew he wasn't fucking with me, you know what I'm saying? I don't trust him. But I knew I didn't have nothing to be worried about. Not personally, you know, it's always possibility that this shit could go way left on you. But anyway, we ain't gonna get into that. So he was after Wayne and shit. He get out there. So I had a situation I was taking care of, but I was like, okay, boom. So I slide out, and I'm going to get some food and shit, and I'm gonna head up to Burger King. Because, you know, ain't too many motherfucking fast food shit. They got vegetarian options, really. Burger King offers a veggie burger patty and shit. My wife vegetarian, all that funky shit. Except for, I get when she really hungry, then she eat turkey and fish and shit. But anyway, we ain't going to hash that out either. Shout out to your vegans and your fucking, you know what I'm saying? Your gluten-free dietary restrictions, your IBS and all that shit. So I'm going to Burger King and I pass Wayne in the cop. I'm like, damn. Now, I know that there's some of us out there that get a kick out of, some of us are the revenge type of people, right? You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, no, fuck that. Did this to me, I'm going to do this to you. Now, Wayne ain't never really did nothing to me personally, dog. You know what I'm saying? Wayne kind of cool. He kind of funny. But in the workplace, like what we here, this job we here to do, working at Bennigan's, like I don't know if you worked in a restaurant before, but that could be kind of stressful. And, you know, in order to really do your thing, man, you need a strong team. It's like anything else in life, man. Your family, your job, anything else you're trying to do, man. You need a strong team. So Wayne's fucking sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, Wayne is not good at what he's been hired to do here in this place. Now, that makes it a little bit uncomfortable for me to work with Wayne. But, you know, I don't wish bad shit on him. From time to time, I wanted to punch him in the face, but I didn't. And I feel like Wayne would be cool to hang out with outside of work. But there are some people, and from time to time, I get a kick out of instant karma, too, and shit like that. And I did find it slightly entertaining that you was just talking shit about this shit. You were just saying, like, I'm good, man. I got my bill of sale, you know, blah, 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 whoopie whoop. I'm not worried about nothing. So I'm like, damn, you know, I feel like it's fucked up for him and shit. It ain't nothing about me that, you know, it's like, yeah, he's getting, you know, he's going to get it, blah, blah, blah. It ain't nothing about me that's like that. I kind of feel bad for him. But on the other side, you know, like I said, I did find it a little entertaining that you was just talking about this shit, bro. So I go to Burger King, right? Revisit Burger King later in the show to walk you through another little story that happened in this same motherfucking evening. So I go to Burger King, get my food and shit, and as I'm pulling out, you know, I'm checking. I'm checking to see what's going to happen. See, you know what I mean? Because Wayne get locked up, that means overtime. You know what I'm saying? That means overtime this weekend. That means I probably ain't going to get much time to go to the hospital and see my daughter and shit. And, you know, my wife's going to be a little more stressed out because she's going to have more pressure with the baby that's home. And she also going to have to be trying to make them trips to the hospital. Like, you know, Wayne going to fuck up everybody's schedule this week. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to try to get their money. Turn a positive to a negative. You know what I'm saying? One man loss is another man gain. I'm just saying it's a silver lining in every cloud. Try to find it. And I don't feel like it's selfish in any way because it wasn't nothing I could do to help Wayne, bro. Should I tell him that he should get insurance? He know that. Did that mean I shouldn't tell it to him? No. But what the fuck is telling it to him going to do? He know that. So should I tell him that it's not a good idea? Am I at fault? I didn't tell him. Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't feel like I'm at fault for any of them things. This is a grown man. And you know what you're doing, and you choosing to do it anyway. So I feel bad for you because you might take an L right now. You might be the one taking an L. But at the same time, I see opportunity, and I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that. It just happened to benefit me, and it benefit me and it inconvenienced me. So I'm weighing those two things at the moment. So as I'm pulling out the little parking lot of the Burger King, I'm scoping to see what's going on with Wayne, and they gone. So I'm like, shit, that shit worked again, bro. He did it again. This motherfucker's right, dog. Like, the illusion, I guess, like the presentation that he had and the fact that his paperwork appeared to be in order worked again. He wrote out. I don't know. He didn't get a ticket. I ain't talked to him. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know whether or not Wayne got a ticket or whatever. And Wayne might have went to jail. I don't know, but I ain't hear nothing. So I feel like he got away. Usually when you go to jail, you stay longer than that. But, you know, that ain't from personal experience. That's just from watching cops and hearing stories and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But if he was going to jail, I feel like he would have still been there. And probably would have been another cop car there, too. Don't ask me how I know all this. But the fact that I didn't see him there made me feel like he got away and feel like it worked again. This motherfucker actually got away with this shit. All he does is every week reprint a bill of sale. He does not have insurance. He does not have license or tag on his car. And his identity is safe because Wayne Zielinski ain't his real name, motherfucker, in case you ain't figured that out already. I ain't dry snitching or snitching on nobody. We just putting out the fact there for you. And I also cover up people I didn't know to maintain their anonymity. So you're welcome for that. This is the Night Shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice, WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is the realest show on the radio. I remind you that. I ain't got nothing to hold me back, man. I ain't got no sponsors and no fucking ads and no censors. I say what the fuck I want to say. Fuck you. See me. I ain't even going to do you like that. But, all right, so Wayne got away with the shit. So as I'm riding off and I'm going home and shit, now, my mind is divided because one half of my mind is reeling about this Burger King thing. And then the other half of my mind is reeling about this police shit, right? Essentially, what happened in this situation, starting at the beginning, well, this police officer must have been out here riding around on his beat doing his thing. And somehow in his mind, felt the idea came to him that I'm going to ride through this parking lot and see if anybody got fucked up tags. And if that's what he did, I'm wondering how many parking lots did he ride through to see if anybody got fucked up tags. And if that's what they doing, riding through parking lots to see how many people got fucked up tags, how often are they doing this? Because, like I said, Wayne's a pretty shitty worker, but he's an all right guy. So if this man done been in here all day working hard and shit, he tired, he want to go home to his family and shit, his kids that are now actually full size instead of shrunken, and he want to tinker around with his scientific toys and shit and do his little hobbies. But he walking out here instead, he going to the motherfucking he going to the fucking county jail for the night and sit down. You know, fucking up all his plans. And little do he know this shit is coming. Right? Well, I mean, I say even more on the other side, he feeling super cocky because he was telling me the stuff. I got the bill in my fake bill of sale and all that shit, whoop de whoop. So that's what I'm thinking, like, damn. And what if it was somebody else? What if it was a single mom who, you know, she done stayed late trying to help the restaurant, been against, again, by the way, and also trying to earn a little extra income for her family and for her household. And her kid at daycare, and her move is to go and slide and get the kid from daycare. So I'm just changing the situation, the circumstances a little bit. And then the cop pull up on her. He didn't scoping her out because he had to hit the tag and know that this was expired tag and shit. And, oh, I got me one right here. All I got to do is sit right here and wait on the motherfucker. How long was he finna wait? And is this what we paying these motherfuckers to do, dog? Post up in the parking lot, scanning employees' tags or whoever tags in the lot, and then doing a stakeout on the motherfuckers? That's what our tax dollars is going for. You doing stakeouts on people with motherfucking expired tags. But pharmaceutical companies issuing millions of fucking opioids anyway, man. I ain't gonna do all that with you. It kind of rubbed me a little bit the wrong way that police officers would utilize this tactic. Is it a smart tactic? Yeah, I guess. You go to parking lots, definitely cars there. So it's a smart tactic, but it's definitely a little underhanded and shift the scale, I feel like, a little bit. Now, on the other side, the motherfucker knew what he was doing, bro. So if it was him, it's very rare you're going to have a expired tag and not know. And you're going to have no insurance and not know. You're going to be in his particular situation and not know. I feel like that's rare if you're a responsible and adult person. With that prerequisite, I don't know. I feel like only responsible adult people should be allowed to drive cars, though. But maybe that's just my opinion. It seems to be so, judging from my experiences with the Ricky Bobby lane. But we won't revisit that anymore tonight. So he knew what the fuck was going on. He knew what happened to him, but I feel like it's a little bit, you know, maybe it's a word of balancing shit out. One would say instant karma. Move a little bit forward to the Burger King. So I go to Burger King, right? And I'm in the drive-thru ordering. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of late. I don't really want to be eating this shit anyway, man. But I got to eat. I got to live. Got to do some things. My wife hungry, man. I know she been grinding all day and shit. So trying to get everybody fed. I'm at the Burger King. I'm ordering. The person in the talk box, you know, they kind of, you know, they acting on that ignorant shit. Like, you didn't hear what I said and shit. You repeating the last two things I said. You ain't hear nothing else before that. You know what I mean? Just one of them, oh, here we go type of shit. But I'm still trying to maintain cool, man. I ain't riffing on nobody and shit. I really just want to see whether or not Wayne got banged up so I can see what's going on. Check my schedule for the rest of the week. Nobody was at the window at first, right? So I got my look. I got my car, my debit card, and I'm chilling. And I think I'm playing music or something, whatever. I'm chilling. And then this lady came to the window, right? Now, I say it's a lady because they had titties, right? But in today's society, having titties don't necessarily mean that it's a woman, right? Now, before we go any further, I ain't got a problem with trannies. I don't feel like that. I don't know if that's disrespectful to call them trannies. I don't know. Transgender, whatever. Like, I don't have a problem with nobody. I'm not, you know, no homophobe, none of that shit. Would it be who they are? And I respect people for such. But I don't know what I'm dealing with because they got titties, but then they, you know, kind of got a mustache too, and the hair looked fake and stuff. And I, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure, man. It just kind of threw me off right then. I'm like, what the fuck? All right. Go on, keep going. And they had an attitude. You know what I'm saying? It's like it wasn't a pleasant experience. It wasn't Chick-fil-A, motherfucker. It was kind of like, you know, all right, he get shit. He, you know what I'm saying? Right, close the window, waiting. I'm chilling. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, the fuck? Because I really feel like the way I feel about people is not based upon, is not greatly based upon your appearance. It's more based upon my experience with you, you know. Yeah, I don't give a fuck what you look like. If you're very friendly and you're considerate to whatever's taking place in the moment, because once again, we're talking about a customer service experience. So I feel like as a customer, you should be considerate and compassionate about my experience. That should be your concern at the moment, not going home and shit, and not, oh, I got it, my game on par, my show coming on, my, I got to do it, blah, blah, I got to smoke that blank, I got to hit the liquor store and shit. Not all that bullshit. The concern should be right now making sure I get the best experience, getting what the fuck I'm paying for. I'm paying for the experience. I'm paying for this shit you giving me, but I'm paying for the experience too, because this establishment paying you to do this. This is part of your job. So these two things coupled together, because, you know, I had to go home running by the other guy, and I'm telling him the story. He's like, yo, it definitely sounds like, you know, you're saying what you're saying because, you know, this person's preference and shit, whatever. And I'm like, man, I don't care how it sounds, bro. Maybe it do sound fucked up, but you know me. You know what I'm saying? If you don't take the time to get to know me, we're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. I'm not a person like that, dog. I respect people and I enjoy people and I love people. I encourage you to be who you are, man. You know what I'm saying? But on the other side, like, even if you're an asshole, I encourage you to be an asshole. I might not fuck with you, man. I had to resolve myself with that. I feel like I could fuck with everybody, man. I feel like I could relate to everybody. I feel like, you know, we all got something in common. We can all find some middle ground or some relation somewhere. But some people I'm just not going to be able to fuck with, man. Some energies and attitudes just don't mesh. Or I'm just not at the point right now where I can make that connection with you. And I feel like that's okay. Sometimes you got to be a man or woman enough to step away. You got to be real enough with yourself to say, nah, I can't rock with this. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this going to make me say something crazy. This going to make me do something crazy. This is taking me to a place I don't want to be in. This make me feel uncomfortable, whatever. And I feel like that's where I'm at. I feel like this your presentation made me uncomfortable, but at the same time, the fact that you were kind of standoffish and you were, you know, overall unpleasant, I just really don't want to fool with this situation or establishment no more. I'm good. And you know what I'm saying? Not that I'm boycotting Burger King and shit, but I'm not going to visit this Burger King anymore. Also, you know what I'm saying? Not just simply based upon, not just strictly based upon that, but it was like, you know, my wife's burger only had one little piece of tomato and it had no onion and it was like whatever. And you know what I'm saying? Like, they just threw the shit together and shit. Like, I'm cool, man. I'm not trying to hype up Chick-fil-A. It's a lot of people got a problem with Chick-fil-A, but customer service at Chick-fil-A be on point, bruh. It's been very few times they fucked up my shit. It's been very few times that I go there and they're unpleasant or the interaction is uncomfortable. I can't say Chick-fil-A completely concerned with my experience, but they do a damn good job of pretending to be motherfucking. And that shit is pretty much standard all the way across the board, no matter where the fuck we at or what Chick-fil-A we go into. People are smiling faces. They try to do things in a timely manner, and they're very cordial and accommodating when they can't. Chick-fil-A giving me free shit before. Not saying that these other places haven't, but it's very fucking rare, man. These motherfuckers won't even give you no sauce. You want extra barbecue sauce, they ain't fucking with you, man. People not fucking with you. So, you know what I mean? I feel like Chick-fil-A do a great job of customer service in the food industry. You know what I mean? People need to, you might have a problem with their standpoint because they do have they may kind of, derogatory toward gays. I don't want to say derogatory, but maybe not necessarily so tolerant or supportive towards homosexuals. And also, we've talked about them here on the show for supporting the police. Times when, I'm using quotations here, the police was under attack for different things that have been in the media. But I feel like as a business, I don't have a problem with that. That's your standpoint. That's what you do. But I know when I come here to this place, I'm not treated unfairly. I'm not discriminated against based upon what I look or who I am, you know, how I look or who I am. I'm not treated, you know, I'm treated very, very respectfully. I'm treated very, very well when I come here. And that's what I value. So shout out to Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they're doing the things. I would just like to see them get on board with the all-day breakfast shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to see everybody get on board with that all-day breakfast shit. I feel like you can't go wrong there, bro. I don't fuck with y'all. Like, I ain't finna eat no Burger King breakfast, dog. I don't fuck with y'all. I fuck with Whoppers all day. But I ain't fucking with no Burger King breakfast. I ain't fucking with no who else got breakfast, dog. Taco Bell, I ain't fuck with it yet. I can't say I won't be a breakfast defecator. I might, you know what I'm saying? Some days it be real like that. And some McDonald's location ain't 24 hours, apparently. I don't know. That's something that I recently discovered also. I feel like all McDonald's are 24 hours. I don't know, bro. When did this development happen and why wasn't I notified? Just another question. But back, you know, strand back to the point. About Wayne and about, you know, this Burger King shit and all that. People are people, man. People are always going to be people. That's all you can count on them to do is be who they are. We are all imperfect. We all have shortcomings. We all have things that we do that make other people's lives inconvenient. We need to acknowledge and accept that about ourselves. Not be so quick to point it out about other people and acknowledging and accept that in ourselves. Humble ourselves so that we can provide a better life experience for everyone else that's around us, man. Got to value the people in your life and also other people's lives, man. That's why I'm an all lives matter motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Not getting on no bandwagon or campaign, and I understand all whatever, the propaganda. I appreciate y'all listening, man. This has been another edition of The Night Shift. I have been your host, Guy Nice. We are here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Please tune in. Talk about every day. Talk about the topics every day, whatever, whatever, man. I'm just glad to be here. I'll see y'all motherfuckers tomorrow. Till then, I'm on the other side. It's gonna be some-